I'm not going to stop until we all have our five up. I'll be here all day. I do this all the time, right? So we have our five. Now, why do I ask you about those five? They're important people in our lives, right? Correct? Our top five. Our husbands need our wives. Our wives need our husbands. Our kids need their parents. Our grandparents need their grandkids, right? Our community. Anyone coach sports? Active in church, right? Our community needs us as well. And when I think about respiratory protection, this is one of the most important things we could do, is protect ourselves. We have the solution for you at CleanSpace. So I like to talk about why I'm here. And I'm here for a couple different reasons. When I think about my five, I think about my kids, okay? And I think about my friends, and I think about my wife, and I think about the little girls I coach in softball. Their lives aren't the same if I get hurt, whether it's at work or whether it's at home. Now, I want to give you the confidence of your life, their life's never the same without you, okay? Now, I say all these things because when I ask the five, who in this group put themselves in the five? Raise your hand. No one? How come? We gotta think of ourselves in that five, right? We always have to protect ourselves, because if we don't protect ourselves, who's gonna protect us? Anybody? No, so we have to protect ourselves. So why do I do this? I do this for many reasons. My goal is to make sure people stay alive longer, they stay healthy, and they can be with their family. And I'm tired of these life-changing events. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've worked with every industry possible. And when you see amputations and fatalities and respiratory protection injuries, it's very frustrating. These are life-changing events that you cannot affect unless we take action. So I put up this little grate here. It was 4 inches. It's a metal grate. We see them in the bottom of pools. When I was 11 years old, my 9-year-old cousin went missing. She was on a trip to Portugal. They were in a water park. Sometimes people ask, why respiratory protection are we talking about this? There's a reason we talk about this little 4-inch cover. Well, a maintenance staff employee never put the 4-inch cover back on. And when my cousin went down the water slide, she never came back up. She was sucked into a 4-inch pipe, a 9-year-old girl, this big. The next day, another boy, same accident. 2 kids missing in a matter of 2 days in Portugal. All because of a 4-inch thing. I talk about my dad. My dad, when he was 22 years old, was told to do something that he shouldn't have done. And what do you think happened? He chopped off the tips of 2 fingers. So I grew up with my dad missing fingers. I grew up with my little cousin who never came back. I grew up with my best friend who died in a car accident in college. So why do I talk about these things? And why am I here for respiratory protection? Respiratory protection, our lungs, are our most meaningful part of our body. Without our lungs, we don't survive. And when we think about these accidents, none of them had to happen. Not one of them had to happen. Every single one was preventable. So we need to take the time to be safe. Have we ever heard safety first? Who's heard that before? So I always joke with the safety first. Who woke up this morning and said safety's first? Who woke up this morning and said, oh yes, I'm so excited to go see Tim at 9 o'clock? I don't know. I would hope. But the truth is, the matter is, we say safety is first, but is safety really first? How many times have we thought about, oh, I need to go get my ladder that's a little taller, I'll just stand on a chair. Or I don't need my respiratory protection, I'm gonna hold my breath for 30 seconds. Or have we ever seen the welder, I love the welders, do one of these, to do a weld. They didn't wanna put their welding shield, so they just close their eyes and do one of those. It's part of our job, right, to be safe. So a couple different studies, right? Liberty Mutual says for every dollar we spend on safety, we're gonna get 3 back in revenue. The National Safety Council says between 2 and 6 for every dollar you spend. OSHA finds you get $4 to $6 on every return on investment. So when I look at respiratory protection and providing equipment like CleanSpace, yes, it's an investment, But will the investment pay off by times of 3, 4, 5, 10? The answer is typically yes. We all see Michael? We remember this photo? Yes? So this photo went viral. And when I see his face, what do you think I think? I am the most concerned I've ever been with respiratory protection when I see this face. And I see his beautiful son and his wife and his mother with him, all exposed to the same thing he's exposed to. Right? We brought it home. And I look at that and I look at his face and I said, he's not wearing the right piece of protection. Would you agree to this? Does this employee look like he's wearing the right piece of protection? Which brings us to finally, right? We get to CleanSpace. So CleanSpace is a very unique product. We have the ability to eliminate a lot of the functions and processes and procedures that are currently in place. We focus on mining, and we have an EX model, which is intrinsically safe, which is typically designed for your industry. It allows you to work very comfortably while wearing the equipment, ease of use, higher levels of productivity, and we'll talk about those as we go on today. It's very common we see these in our facility when we talk about a PAPR, a powered air purifying respirator. And when I look up here, I see parts, I see pieces, I see hoses, I see big battery packs. Would you want to wear that to work? Would you want to wear this for 8 hours a day? For 10? And you're laughing, but it's true. I'm old enough to remember the phones that you used to have to go like this and that were on a big cord, right? So you could only go as far on the phone as the cord. And then like you'd get the grandmother, my grandmother had like that 30-foot cord that was always like tangled up and you only could make it like 2 feet, but it was 30 foot long. We now have iPhones. We now have Samsungs. Who uses a corded phone? Anybody? But guess what? We haven't changed in 30 years. We are still wearing systems with hoses, battery packs, 8 pounds on our back in these tight environments. Why? Because we don't think there's anything else out there. Well, I can tell you, we don't have to do this anymore. There's a lot more we can do, and CleanSpace can get you there. So our technology is awesome. Our technology is based off of air sensitive technology, meaning it's breath responsive. So our system gives you air when you need air. It is not a constant flow system. It is not a negative pressure. And we'll show you that as we go on. Mining is our thing. We've been in mines for close to 12 years. We are a worldwide company. So we spent a lot of our time in a lot of the mines starting out in the Australian environment. Our engineers come from a biomedical team. Anyone who has a CPAP device, it's the same technology. Our biomedical inventors came from that industry. So it's based off of pressure and sensing pressure with inside of your mask, and it's giving you air on demand. I keep stressing, air on demand, not constant flow, not struggling to breathe through a negative pressure mask. It becomes exhausting to workers. We spend a lot of time in pharmaceuticals, and we find a lot of workers, at the end of the day, they go take a nap. Okay, well, they're tired. But it's taking a nap from going through a negative pressure mask all day, and it's exhausting. Their oxygen levels are lower. They're tired. Their productivity levels towards 7, 8, 9 hours in the day, what do you think happens? Start to decrease. So once again, the investment in a system can increase productivity, can increase morale. There's been studies that have been going on for about 70 years in the industrial environment, and they ask employees what they want, and they rank the top 10. Things like good salaries, tactful discipline, promotions, saying being appreciated. And then they ask the supervisors those same questions. And I love this study because I spend a lot of time with supervisors and a lot of time with end user employees. Supervisors think the number one thing employees want is what? Take a guess. Money. You are exactly right. Money. Pay. Number one. Do you know what employees want, number one? To feel appreciated. To feel part of the team. That's two. To feel communicated with. That's three. open lines of communication for? Do you know what number five is? Money. When was the last time someone came to you at work and said, great job, thank you, I appreciate everything you've done this week? And I'm going to tell you, if you get that pat on the back, guess what you do? You go home and you have a what on your face? You smile. You probably tell your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, wow, my boss was, he told me I did a great job today. Employees want to hear those things. They really do. We're built to work in tough environments, like mining. We have sent out close to 500 pieces of equipment in the last 6 months in this industry, just in the Pennsylvania market. That's a lot. That's a lot. And we have a lot of companies turning over. I am not gonna sit here and explain why respiratory protection is so important in this industry. I think we probably understand that, correct? But I will cover some of the things. We are exposed to excessive amounts of dust. And the dust that we are exposed to is very dangerous and hazardous to our environment. These can affect our skin, it affects our lungs, it affects our immune system. And we also know there's long-term effects. And the thing about a long-term effect, a chronic illness, is once you have it, it's really hard to get rid of. And in many conditions like ours, impossible. We cannot reverse these effects of some of these respiratory protection illnesses. And that's concerning. You know, this is not a broken leg you put a cast on in 6 to 8 weeks you can run again. This is black lung. And we know how affected this industry is by injuries like black lung. So anywhere between 40 and 95% of respirable coal dust in underground coal mine is pure coal, and the rest contains particles from cutting the floor and the roof. It could be silica particles, it could be coal dust. There could be things we don't even know. And there's a lot of them. And it's dirty. And they're big particulates, right? It affects every part of our body, everything from our nervous system to our immune system. And it's scary. Which brings us to the product. This is it. That's all you have. That's it. 1.1 pounds. No belts, no hoses, no battery packs, and an assigned protection factor. When we go back to those hose mounted system, an assigned protection factor of anywhere between 25 and 50. OSHA gives us an assigned protection factor of 1,000 when wearing a system like this. If we know how to do math, it's a significant multiplier. So when I look at how I want to protect my employees, 20 times higher, or something with an 8 pound weight on your back, hoses that can get entangled, the average cost of a multi-skeletal disorder, a soft tissue injury, is $50,000. One employee catches the hose on something and twists their neck, their back, you're looking at a $50,000 workers' comp claim. A $50,000 workers' comp claim is your direct cost. Does anyone want to take a guess of what the indirect cost of a $50,000 claim averages? Anybody? One time? Two time multiplier? Three time? Four time? Four? Five? Anywhere between 5 and 53. You could be sitting on a multi-million dollar injury because of $50,000. Those indirect costs add up. Replacing the worker, training the worker, overtime, insurance rates. What about your best employee goes down? How are you replacing your best employee of 30 years? Can you? Most of the time you can't. This is it. 1 pound, 1 ounce, no belts, no hoses, no battery packs. Our half mask. It's a plug and play system. You have your motor unit. with your filter, right in the back. We talk about donning and doffing. We're working the energy industry. Money matters, right? Percentage points matter. When I have to spend 4 minutes and 2 employees to don a system, that adds up every week. 4 minutes every day, 4 minutes every day, 5 minutes every day, 10 minutes every day. I get my filter, my filter's in. 2 seconds. I want to put my unit on. I pop the system on. It would help if I put it on the right way. Intrinsically safe, donned and off in 2 seconds. I am now in my system. And as you will hear, if I hold my breath, the system doesn't give me air. And when I breathe in, it gives me air on demand. The lovely part about this is medical grade silicone, extremely comfortable. You will not fog safety glasses. You will not fog anything. All of our air comes out our exhalation valve. You can see I'm smiling. You can see I'm frowning. Communication matters. If I break my seal, it just pumps out air. You are under positive pressure at all times.
Doffing the unit. That's it. I'm in and out of my system in 4 seconds, 5 seconds. Half mask. Most common system we utilize in our minds. We are now starting to sell some full mask for areas that are high abrasives. In and out. 4 seconds. On demand air. No parts and pieces. They're certified to be utilized in a lot of our intrinsically safe environments. We'll talk about that closer to the end, about the process for that. But this is designed to work where you work. Our filters are 99.97 filtration of microns above 3, 0.3. This is what you need for your industry. Our silicone mask is medical grade. I can take this off and throw it in the dishwasher. I can throw it on the ground. I can step on it. I can sit on it. I can leave it in a locker. And guess what? Every time I take it out, it's going to be in the exact same form. I can use about 40 different cleaning solutions, everything from alcohol wipes to bleach wipes, just to cleaning soap and water. Our units are IP66 certified, which means they can be washed under cold water. They just cannot be submerged. So think about cleaning. How easy it is to clean this compared to something like parts, pieces, hoses, and all that. As I mentioned before, our product is air sensitive. It provides you air when you need air, and only when you need air. There is no off button. If you're wearing it, it's gonna work. The reason there's no off button, we don't want a worker working in a hazardous environment turning the unit off. There's no off button. Very user intuitive. 2 buttons on the total machine. 2 buttons. All based off of air pressure, just like CPAP machines. Now, we rely on our safety data sheets. In this industry, it's a little different, more difficult. We know what our dust levels are, and that's what we're working for. Now, when we talk about welding, chemicals, manufacturing, we just ask to see safety data sheets, and we make sure we have the proper filters for you to do the work you have. Our standard filters, you saw them earlier, inexpensive, and they last. They last very long. This filter, for your industry, typically we have employees wearing other types of filters going through every day. We can get through multiple days, maybe weeks sometimes with these, depending on the environment. Filters come in a 3-pack, and they're easy to use. We also sell pre-filters. Our pre-filters kind of sit over the back of the unit. One of the things that we have to remember, so one of the reasons why our filter lasts longer, when we think about where the hazards are when we breathe, where are the hazards that we're breathing? In front of our face. Where are we filtering from? Behind your neck. Now, I know proximity matters. Oh, how much could that really matter? There's a big difference from the ear here versus the ear behind your back. So there's a reason why our filters last a little bit longer, is because we have the ability to filter from the back and there. When we work with high particulates, big, chunky, cold dust, those have the ability to clog the system, so sometimes we wear a pre-filter, which gets all the big stuff out, and your system still will work on the 3 microns. We make a high capacity option. One of the feedback we're typically getting from the industry is they like this slick, low profile look. The high capacity brings about 2-3 inches more, which doesn't sound like a lot, but we found this industry prefers the low profile option, the smaller filter, the smaller option. As you can see here, here's our covers. In our coveralls, the one on the left will cover the back of the unit, and the one on the right will cover the side bellow area to keep them clean. These are typically a one and done situation. So the most unique thing about QleanSpace is that when we think about MSHA, MSHA has extreme authority over what can go underground. Currently, there's not an approved powered device that can go underground. Every single device has to go through this, the petition for modification. We've had 20 petitions approved in 6 to 8 months. We've had zero denied. The reason we've had zero denied is because we meet every single qualification to go underground. And there are many. This document is close to 15 pages long, with about 20 different rules and regulations you have to follow. Everything from pre-training to education to maintenance programs to what do you do if your power unit dies for the day but you still need the equipment? Can you use yours? Everything from serial numbers to identifying. What you will see on the right is they put us through interference testing. You use equipment underground that our equipment can't interfere with. And as you can see, we passed with flying colors. The only time we fail is you see this PWS MWC, interference only when manufacturer's recommendations were not followed. Okay, we tell you not to do something, you did it anyway, and it didn't work. That's good, that's what we want. And that's pretty common with every single PAPR. They fail that test, but no one really cares. Ask me why they do it, I have no clue. They put the asterisks every single time. Okay, but as you can see, passing with flying colors, it is a process. You do need your safety team, you do need operations, you'll typically need a legal team involved to help you with this process. We're very comfortable doing this because typically we have to do this for our gas meters and other things in our underground mine areas. So at this point, I will leave it open for any questions. I need to thank one U.S. Coal for having me. This has been awesome. I appreciate the industry. I know we can make it better. And I know this because we've been making it better for the last year and a half. Our feedback that we're getting from our current customers is phenomenal. The implementation process has been extremely easy. Within a day or two, employees are comfortable. They know how to get the units on, off. They know how to replace filters. They understand the whole system. I want to remind you that our system is breath responsive. It is not negative pressure. You are not strained to wear it. I work with pressure washing companies where their employees wear it when they're not even pressure washing. They would rather just have the equipment on. It's nice to have that nice constant flow. When we think about cool air, it's providing a cooler airflow. So you're not sitting in that stale environment which you would with a negative pressure mask. And then you're not dealing with that constant flow, which we see dries eyes, sometimes headaches, with a constant flow pattern. I have some documents for you. We're at 8:02. I'll be here for a little while if you have any questions or concerns. But I want to thank the group again, and I will leave it open for maybe a second if we have any questions.
Any questions for Tim? You said this was non-permissible, intrinsically safe, or you work on our permissible?
No, this is, it is intrinsically safe.
Permissible.
What do you mean by that?
So it passes, you have to have a gasket or whatever, and it's a permissibility issue.
Okay.
I'm working on, like, in the last open crosscut in mine. So
why don't we touch base for a minute after, and I'll get your information, and we'll go from there. Sound good?
If they're wearing it while they're operating the shear, then it's permissible.
Okay. Yeah, and they are.
Right. But if they've got the mask on the face while they're operating the shear, it's permissible.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I've never heard it phrased that way. I'm sorry.
It's part of the MSHA.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Your filter media, is it electrostatic or mechanical filtering?
So our there is no these are just pleated. It's a pleated and it's a pleated unit. There's no mechanical to it.
No. There's the filter media. You either filter by a mechanical filter or it's electrostatic.
Electrostatic. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. Yep.
I'm assuming you don't have to use a respirator test like the
fit test.
Fit test.
You do need to fit test it.
Okay.
Yep. Fit testing is still required. The only system that you do not need to do fit testing is a constant flow system, a hooded unit. Every other type of respiratory protection requires fit testing. Most people use port-a-count, right? And if we're going to use a port-a-count, we make an adapter. It sits right in here. You plug it right in so you can do your port-a-count testing right through the front of the system. And our full face option, underneath here, you'll see this little orange tab. You pull this tab, you would run your tube right here for port-a-count testing. So we make the system easily for port-a-counts. If we're doing a smell test, it's no different. You wear your hooded, you do your smell, and you go from there.
And if I'm in a Trona mine and there's ammonia, just be...
Yep. You know. Well, so you would go to a different filter.
Okay.
So our nuisance filter is OV, organic vapors, acid gas, and ammonia.
Okay.
And that's just a different filter. Same unit, it's just a different back.
And the other question is, how long does this unit last? 12-hour, 15-hour shift?
Okay. So this system will last you anywhere between 7 to 9 hours in a shift. But what we typically will see is during the day, during their breaks, we'll bump charge. We are just a DC wall charge. So if a person takes a 15-minute break throughout the day, they'll bump charge them. 15 minutes gives you an additional hour. So they'll do 15 minutes, 15 minutes, another hour, and then a half hour, maybe lunchtime, gets us up to a good 10 to 12 hours throughout the day. We do have a new system that we are now working on certifications, which is intrinsically safe. It'll give you 12 to 14 hours. That's probably not going to be available to this industry until later in the year because we're working with NIOSH approvals for the filters. But that'll give you 12 to 14 hours. Typical battery life, 5,000 hours before you start to see diminished life. It's like your cell phone, right? You've used your cell phone for 2 or 3 years, and you start to wonder, well, wait a minute, the battery doesn't last as long. We get 5,000 hours before you start to see diminished life. There's a 2-year warranty in industrial, so if something happens, as long as you don't run it over with the truck, we're pretty good with the warranty process.
Yeah, quick question for you. Now, those of us in mine rescue and in the fire service, we have our full face piece, the ability, for those of us who wear glasses, to put an eyeglass insert. Do you offer that with your unit?
Yep. So what you'll notice is this little black piece in the middle. We have an eyeglass kit. You just clip right onto the front. One thing, I didn't demonstrate this, but inside of the full face mask is a mechanical speech diaphragm. What does that mean? I sound like Darth Vader. It enhances your voice significantly for communication. So if we are concerned with the communication part, I love the full face option because you now eliminate employees putting their safety glasses on top of their head. You have your eye, your face, and respiratory all in one for under a pound. That's why I like the full face option. But sometimes, like I said, in this industry, some of the cuts are tiny. They like the smaller systems. Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. I will be at 802 for a little while. I have some cards there if there's any other questions.